Babcock's all up in Clark's head. Brad infiltrates the Colorado operation, and Lacey's back. Hello. Come on back with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it goes down. You know, every episode, somebody's going
down. Bite the dust.
So that's why this song is very apropos for what goes down in the package. And then when you hit it like that, like,
she got the shoulders,
though.
You
know, I'm gonna do my shoulders like this, huh? Like a real viral.
That's how we. Oh, okay. It's like the new age thriller with virals.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm talking. Hey, After Buzzers, what's up? This is your boy, Tanier Williams. We're here, season one, episode three. That should have never happened to you. Man, stuff going down. We got a lot to talk about. We got our special segments coming up later on. We got some news coming up. But first and foremost, let me introduce my illustrious panel to my left, starting with...
I am Jackie Ray, you guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, and as you know, it's your girl, Deshauna O, today. How y'all enjoyed that show? It was crazy.
Crazy. I mean, and again, I'm your host, Tanier Williams. Man, stuff going down. Let me get some overall thoughts.
My overall thoughts were I was just really excited to see her finally make it into... Because, you know, the previews have been doing that, her being in this bunker. What are we calling it? The bunker?
Right.
That's all the previews have been showing. I'm like, yeah, she's finally in there. And now we can kind of see... Oh. She's going to be taking a bite out of crime in a minute. But I'm glad to see that she's in there and her calmness. And I think that's all because of Brad, because he's right there with her. And I loved how she panicked, but it wasn't a panic. And it was all to get Brad in there. I'm loving
it. It was so strategic. Mm-hmm. And that's our smart girl, Amy, who we love so much. I totally agree with you. I think that I'm glad she's finally there. We've been waiting long enough. But overall, I'm sorry, one part of the show really got me, and that was the whole Shauna story. That really, it stuck with me today, y'all. And we're going to definitely talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? And like you said, again, the Shauna kind of storyline, it's... I mean, up until now, we'd only really seen, like, oh, man, she's the viral, taking folks out. And now you kind of see her, get a little bit of her background, and you're like, whoa, okay. Like,
I still don't know whether to feel sorry for her, though, yet, because, like, she a killer, y'all. Like, she's a killer.
Well, that's the thing. That's the conflict.
She bit the man.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Mm-hmm. So do jerks deserve to die?
I'm not saying they did, but if they just, you know, kind of went by the wayside, you know. Well, life would be better. Come on, right. Don't play games.
Okay.
Y'all know
life. We didn't like him that much. It's fine.
Well, let's start with that. Let's start with Babcock and Clark, because that was, I mean, like I said, she was all up in his head this episode. And, you know, kind of starting with, like I said, getting more into her background, kind of how she, I guess, evolved, you know, and why he's having these kind of thoughts. I mean, talk about kind of her bad girl persona that she kind of had. I mean, what'd you guys feel about that?
I loved her bad girl persona. I think she played it very well, number one. And I love she was like the sour and sweet things you gave me earlier that I almost choked on.
I gave her some Sour Patch Kids, yo.
Not fun. But when you initially bite into it, it's like sour. But then you meet her and you get to know her story. Even when Clark initially met her, he met her being a badass. She's fighting off these people from attacking her. And then when he kind of saves her, she's instantly like, so how's the weather where you're from? You know what I mean? She instantly kind of changes up. So I love the duality of her.
Right. Interesting. I saw it as a, once I found out what happened to her, I saw it as a, defense mechanism, and kind of like when you're abused, you come up with ways to cope with things, and you can come out of something really terrible and then just be like, oh, how was the weather? And just to charm someone, to make sure you have an ally, even if just for that moment. So I think she's a smart cookie, but she's being controlled by Fanning. Fanning controls everything. For a minute, I thought Shauna was going to be the controller and that she was going to like sneak up on us, but Fanning is getting bigger, uglier, scarier, and I hate him.
I don't think he's controlling her, though.
He is.
I don't. I think that he is helping her understand who she is in this new viral. I think he was instantly, almost instantly aware of his power. And like the doctor said, it seems like with every turn he gets stronger and stronger, and he's trying to help her see who she can be. I think he recognizes her power and knows he's going to need her for an ally more than he's trying to control her. Because I think he ultimately knows that one day Shauna is just going to be Shauna.
Right.
And he's going to have to be like, hey, we still cool, right?
Right.
You know?
Right. You know what? It's interesting that you say that, because I actually, when you brought up in the beginning, when they show her fighting off the dudes, and I was like, I was thinking, man, you know, with everything that she's been through, you know, just probably, she just probably had that in her, like, I'm not going down like that. Even there was three dudes around, she was putting up a fight as much as a fight. So I was like, oh, she's definitely got that fighter, you know.
You love a good badass.
That mentality. And then when she had to do moms like that, because moms, I mean, that was just like, ah.
That's how that had to go.
The gut-wrenching part. Like, man, your own mom just being like, you know, coming up with excuses or, you know, did he really? Like, what?
But when she said, the part that got me that I was like, oh, and right when I had that feeling is like, that's when the knife went. When she said, you know, he's a pussycat. You could have said no. Mm. How far? I was eight.
Ooh, you guys, when I tell you triggers, for everybody watching this show, they're trigger warning, because I wrote down in big letters, believe victims, protect victims, children cannot consent. Her mother choosing Danny over her is disgusting and heartbreaking. And I ain't saying she deserved it, but it happened. Right. And you ain't no viral, so.
I mean, and especially.
I disregard that woman. She deserves a bad bite.
Mm-hmm. Especially in those situations where, like you said, when she realized, like, you knew. You know, it's kind of one of those things, just if she had been like, what, like, you know, I didn't know, or, you know, would be bad enough. But to know, I mean, that's, man.
Well, you guys in the live chat agree. They said that they are fine with her killing off the mom and the rapist.
They are fine with that. The fifth co-host, man. You guys don't play. That's something like justice is swift with you guys. Like, we don't see no problems. Kill them off.
I heard the saying you guys before said, welcome to the Karma Cafe. You don't get to have a menu. You get what you deserve. Mm. And old girl just got served up a nice knife.
She did.
Nice, hot. Shauna has spoken. You know, let it be known.
Oh, look.
You know.
Who said that?
Kinky Kitty said, I was like, yeah, stab her in the gut and cut off his jubilees.
Whoa.
we didn't say that. So since y'all said it, we're going to go with it.
You guys are ruthless, man. That's what I like, though.
He took her money, though. He took her money. That's the thing. Like, you gonna violate me and take my money?
And that was her money to move to L.A. For special effects makeup school. And so she was trying to better herself, even though she did steal that money.
Hey.
Sometimes when you steal money, it gonna get stolen from you. Like, you steal a man, he gonna get stolen from you. You know, it's just how it goes.
You know, it's interesting because as the story moves along, so we see Clark kind of going through, he's getting all these thoughts of what she goes through. So at the end, she's getting, you know, looks like melted down or whatever's happening to her. And it hits that kind of breaking point for Clark, and he ends up stopping it. And I don't know. I want to see. I mean, obviously, she's, like I said, she's deep in his head, and he's got some kind of pull, like, towards her. How do you think that's, like, going to kind of continue along, you
know? It's an emotional connection that we can't explain yet. I was like, is Clark falling in love? I mean, does he still love Dr. Sykes or like her? Because he's not even, like, she's like, you're distracted. He's not really into her like that anymore because Shauna's all up in her head. But is he just, or is he just feeling empathetic because he knows he brought those people there? Part of me does not feel like that's the answer because Clark is not the nicest guy. By the way, very fake accent. I'm not feeling it.
Dang, she just put your acting skills on blast.
I would throw that out there because I ain't feeling him right now.
Wow.
So my thing with that, though, is I know him and Dr. Sykes are kind of a thing. I do not get the impression that they are any type of romantic relationship. They are, hey, we in this bunker, we can't get out, let's get it in. Relationship.
I agree with that because really it's like since the first episode, we've never really seen a
nurturing
moment.
We had one. Remember when they first started with the whole, like, he felt her, oh, something's wrong or something like that, remember? Or he
and
got
she
him with the
said,
key.
I don't want to talk about it. And he said, we don't have to talk.
You know what's funny? She really liked that line.
That
at
was
first.
My favorite.
Now she don't like it.
No, I like it if, you know, like, I would love to say that, but in a different setting, you know, like, you know, you my man, we got, but I don't want that to be our whole encompassing. Like, even when she said you're distant, it was like this fake little shoulder work. Like, are you okay?
Yeah. I thought we were going to have one tonight when they were just, you know, and it was just kind of a.
It was bland.
Like, wah,
yeah,
wah.
Yeah. It was kind of like you leave, like, okay, well, that's
so
how I guess maybe they.
We do have a question, and I don't know, but how old do you guys think Babcock is now?
Let's see, it was 2012 when she was when they showed that she was in the bar and right. doing all that. So, I mean,
but we didn't know how old she was.
We didn't know how old she
was. I was figuring because they said to, I thought she wanted to. I thought maybe she was like maybe like. I thought there was
maybe like 21, 18.
Yeah, I
know.
Thought like early 20s.
We don't
yeah.
know. You guys know so that you guys make... are our other co-panelists, and you know y'all can tell us quicker than we can tell
right.
you. Give it to us. Give us the info.
They're probably on page 42 Google of the book. It says she right. is she is 27, you know.
But she looks like she's still traumatized by everything that happened to her as a kid, and she's out for revenge. Mm-hmm. I think that. That because I don't when she started foaming at the mouth, was that just like overload of memories? Or
I think it was the poison that they put to sedate her to get her on that slat so they could take her to the UV ray chamber. By the way, of all the ways you can kill somebody,
they were torturing
UV?
Her,
man,
and they're watching it with the pad, like, okay, I see burning, right. okay, screaming.
It's wrong, right. it's wrong. Like, hey, for the record, raise your hand if it hurts. Like, come on, right. that's just rude.
No, they're cold-blooded at the Colorado detention center or whatever mm-hmm. it is.
But it speaks to how strong she is, though, because even though she was being burned, she still was transmitting stories and mm-hmm. ideas to Clark, and mm-hmm. that made him stop it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, I'll be in here for a second, but not for long.
That is, well, like you said, going forward, now that the fact that he stopped it, I want to see, you know, in terms of going forward, how he's going to handle that, or like what that relationship, you know, is going to mm-hmm. be. Because I felt like at first she was having the overload of like, man, another person I can't trust or mm-hmm. that's let me down. Now he stopped, you know, he went in and stopped it. So is she going to be like, oh, okay, maybe you know.
Okay, let's be honest here. Are we shipping this couple? Like, is this really possible?
Who, Clark?
They said, oh, we created a new species. Are we trying to cross species now? Are we trying to get Clark the human into Shauna the viral's bed?
And what would happen?
I can't picture it. Because how does that...
Right.
You know where my mind is at. Y'all already know who I am.
You gotta go.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio.
We get into the procreation process. Like
how that works.
Because like I said, like a... traditionally,
but they would get a daywalker, though. And you know I love me some daywalkers.
I just, like you said, physiologic, I don't know how. Because I thought that everybody like wasn't like, I mean, are they still alive?
I don't,
like
yeah,
human
see,
alive?
I don't think they're still alive, but I feel like they have influence over you. Because as you heard, the last thing that Fanning said to the other guy was, we have work to do. So if you can influence people to do things.
But they still have their regular bodies, though. I mean, I'm assuming they function.
Let me just answer my own question. I'm not shipping them. I think that she's crazy. I think that he is also crazy. He's definitely an enemy to Brad. And so he's not a friend of mine.
Wow. Once again.
Kinky Kitty said, do you think
Shauna
that after...
dropping that hammer.
Right? Shade. Do you think that after so long or so much treatment that they forget being mad about stuff?
Ooh. That is a good
do
question.
Do we forget? Because no. I don't.
I don't think so.
My grudge list is long.
I feel like because they're able to transmit these memories, like they have stuff just packed...
Yeah,
away.
Right.
You know, maybe they can bring it up. I, like you said, I feel like no, because you know, Fanning's always talking about, I'm basically coming for you. You know, we got stuff.
Yeah,
I'm gonna, you know,
that's current.
So
I think that they have memories. They understand what's going on, and the way that he stares at Dr. Lear, he's mad.
Yeah.
So therefore, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there you have it, Kinky Kitty. I think they do. So we'll see. It is that. Did I say
they
his
said
name
we,
right?
They said we went mad scientists on him, and they're creating Blade now.
Okay. Now, if Blade shows up in the next episode, then I'll be like, wait
Don't
a minute.
Like, what boom. Is going on? They watching us. They know what's up.
Oh, man. All right. Well, before we get into our next topic, we have a little announcement for you AfterBuzzers out there.
Yes. Hey, guys. So we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk and for continuing to help us grow. If you're on YouTube right now, which we know some of you guys are, then hit the thumbs up right now. Subscribe if you haven't already. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, which we know some of you are, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment like all of you guys are doing. And we love you for that. And get involved in the conversation. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate you guys so, so much for supporting us in doing what we truly love. So don't forget to tell your friends, to tell their friends, to tell their friends. And keep enjoying the shows like The Passage right here on AfterBuzz TV. We love you guys so much. Thank you.
Boom. There you have it.
Amazing.
Oh, one thing I wanted to throw out there to everybody. For those of you, let the tongue. Like,
oh, no. Somebody in your head.
Babcock.
Babcock. No, for those of you watching us on the internet, you'll notice that there's only three of us today. So we want to send a shout out to Cherry. Cherry is unable to be with us tonight. I think she was not feeling well.
And right. We really miss you, Cherry. Shout out to you. She's still tweeting you guys. She's still mm-hmm. like, even not feeling well, this girl is still on it. So please tweet her at Cherry_LA and let her know to feel better.
Yes, indeed. So moving on to the next thing. So this was a big, this kind of encompasses, I think, a large chunk of things. So we got Brad and Amy mm-hmm. rolling up to Colorado. Yes. They were captured. They go to the center. And the first thing that we notice when Amy gets off the truck, Dr. Sykes sees her.
Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for that.
Was a moment.
Initial mm-hmm. reaction is
damn.
Right. Well said. Well said. I will let you go on that, Jackie. Continue with that.
Her whole face was like, she's like being all stiff, like, okay, I got a cat. Damn, right. I got this kid.
That girl, beautiful and but you know what? She put her doctor hat on and was like, let me just not say anything. And Brad was taken away. But I did see that uh-oh moment. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that, I just keep hoping. Girl, keep hope alive. Please help this girl. Even though you're a doctor, just figure out a way to slide her some information on how to get out of there, and we will forgive you for being who you
are. She's not going
to
do that. She's absolutely not going to do that because she said with so much conviction. No.
Come on, chat.
Panelists, come on. Fourth panelist tonight.
We got nothing right now, but she's got so much conviction when she said, you are the most important little girl in the world right now. She truly believes in her heart of heart that this pandemic is on its way to us. We have absolutely no defense against it. She's not going to let the only chance that she sees in her mind to save the world go free.
You're right.
She's not going to do it.
I can't even argue with that, you guys. You're right.
I think it's, like you said, she definitely bounces back and forth between, like you said, that doctor professionalism and then just being a human, you know, where I don't know.
Like she says things like, do you think we can, you know, live a regular life after this, you know, knowing that you have really, truly ruined some people's lives, even though they're death row inmates, most of them, and then a little girl, but those are people too.
Yes, indeed.
The chat thinks that maybe Dr. Sykes' maternal instinct will kick in and work in Amy's favor.
I was going to say, I didn't know if she had any kids, but you could definitely say she just kind of had that kind of caring, loving, like when it came to, you know, dealing with Amy. And then it's like on a turn of a dime, she's back to talking with her other, you know, like, yep, mm-hmm. nope, we got to do this. Like, sorry.
So it's the other people who are influencing her. So we still have hope. Keep hope alive. I'm so glad that someone in the chat agrees with me because I'm trying to see the best in everyone.
She's going
to
hold her hand if she turns, but she's not going to let Amy out.
I agree. No. Look, I keep going back and forth.
I love you, little girl, but you got
to
go.
Hang on to my hand in here.
She's like reaching through the little plastic like, I got you. I got my rubber glove.
Right. Yeah, don't scratch me. Don't scratch me.
Still got the hair, G. You know, like, yes. Just don't. Like,
I'm not ready for Amy to turn.
But I don't know what she's going to turn into.
Yeah,
I hate the fact that Dr. Fanning immediately knew when she turned. Like, he felt it. Who says he gets to feel it? Why does he get to feel it?
I think they all felt it in some way because when she was walking down the hall and Anthony was standing there, they had this unspoken,
Oh, see, now I thought that was the black people nod.
It is the black people nod for the record, but I felt that with them because he the way he acknowledged her was more of a you're what I'm feeling, you know what I mean, and even you know Dr. Fanning was like this whole dun 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 head up thing when he saw her when he felt her, so I think it's all the something about her is making them go, oh.
Well, I jumped about 3 times.
Yes, she did, y'all.
I'm a scaredy cat. I jumped a bunch of times with this. When they showed Dr. Fanning hissing.
Yeah, how is your arm? Because she grabbed your arm.
She had a good grip there. Kind of jump on me, too. Like, boom. Like, what? Was that Fanning's hand?
She was closest to me. If it was her, I would have squeezed her arm, too. I couldn't believe that they did that.
Yeah.
That was fun. Well, also a little bit of what we saw kind of in some of these like mini scenes that they kind of like throw in there. We still see the Clark and Brad tension like coming mm-hmm. through, you know. He's got Brad when they come in and you kind of see again Brad's kind of trying to figure out like what's going on, all this stuff. And he starts kind of breaking down Clark a little bit, you know, like, hey, you were hardcore, mm-hmm. you know, and now you're starting to lose it a little bit, I think is what he said. And then when he says the part, or when Brad says, hey, I already watched a little girl sit by and you know, sit by and watch a girl die. I'm not going to do it again. And I'm just like, what happened? Like, I want to know what happened to his daughter. Like,
I know that was so heartbreaking for him to say. And then that just made me hate Clark even more, because how dare you do that to him when you know he already went through that with his own child? Like, what kind of friend do you claim to be?
He's not a friend. Like, and that
was,
at all.
It seemed like he was getting there. Like, he was almost about to be like, okay, like, you know, and then the guys were like, sir, come with me. You know, he was like, yeah, get him out. And I was like, oh, he went back into like G mode. Like,
well,
yeah.
He did tell him, you're being dramatic. So, yeah.
He was like, if you don't sit your behind now, I'm like, no.
Yes. Yeah, Clark is getting on my nerves. He's getting on my last nerve.
So, moving on with Brad, and in terms of, so he starts getting deep in the streets. You know, in the thing, and, like,
AKA hallways,
right? He's just in the hallways. Investigating. You know, what's his name? Greg comes up, whispers in his ear, like, oh, like DB4. You know, he's like, what's going on?
Let me ask y'all this: who else thought? Because we heard that Greg's name was a pedophile.
Yeah,
that really got me last week. So, who thought when he came up into Amy's room?
Oh man,
I was like, I covered my eyes.
That would have
like,
been
better not. And he's, but I think I'm starting to get the vibe. He might just be a good guy.
No, he might be. I'm not going to just, you know, I always don't give people the benefit of the doubt, but it's just who I am. But I think he had that moment where he was looking at her in a very pedophile type way. I just got it, because who just sits there and stares at a child like that? That ain't normal.
He also has seen the virals and what they do. He knows about them growing into the mind, so he probably was like, oh no, not a child.
I don't think that's what happened. I think he was like, I sure would get you if I didn't know Dr. Fanning would get me if I get you. Because Dr. Fanning got plans for that little girl. And so he just trying not to get ate.
Oh.
Because you saw like how nervous he was when they first said the girl. And he was like, what is a child doing here?
Yeah.
You
know? Is it a child
right,
buffet?
Like, no, I can't. Like,
that was
terrible. But no, that would have been like worse than Doyle, you know, doing the smack. Yeah. You know, if that, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, so I was glad Mark Paul was there, you know, to
but
be like, because then you saw the way he came. Hey, man, what you doing? Like,
yes. Yes,
Brad. That was a black moment for Brad right there.
The chat's like, Greg looking over Amy grossed me out. It did. We agree.
See,
Ivan,
okay.
We agree.
Okay, see, I didn't even see it like that. I thought he was trying to protect her.
Because you see the good in people.
I know. It's a gift and a curse.
Welcome to the real world where people get ate.
I wonder if when they were filming those scenes, were they just like, man, you're doing that too good.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, does anybody do a background check on this guy?
Amy's parents like, wait a minute. Like, that was a little too long of a stare.
I thought something was going to happen, but he ended up warning them. And then Brad came through with the life hack. Are we ready for this life hack? If you want to blind out a camera, flash the flashlight in it. No problem. We all got a flashlight, 99 cent store, everything.
I see you.
Get
next
your
time you're in the detention center and you need to get out, you better have.
Right?
Okay, life hack that you won't need.
Right.
You never know.
Never know. So, yeah, so Brad starts getting deep in there, finding out stuff about Fanning, and finds himself at one point down in the depths of, I was like, come on, Brad, with just the flashlight. I'm like, come on, at least have a gun. You a federal agent.
Where are we going to get it?
Knock the guy out and get it.
You should always have one. Where was Lacey when he needed her? I feel like
with the security guard, there was one point when they said, oh yeah, are you covered? And he's like, yeah, Scott's on duty. He's like, I love that moment. Yeah. It was like, I could take Scott. But where was Scott? Why didn't you take Scott and take his gun?
Scott went to go get Anthony some water.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know all things that are happening with
all
Anthony.
All things the passage.
But that
all
was
Anthony.
All things Anthony.
I be knowing.
Right.
She loves him, y'all.
But yeah, I was looking. I was like, okay, so he goes down there. And that was a real look on Brad's face. When he got down there, he saw Fanning. Like, that scared look. I was like, oh, man. I don't even know he was acting on that one.
Right,
like,
I feel like they turned on the lights.
Right.
He's like, oh.
I didn't really know you were down here, you know.
Ugly.
And then
he is.
Who is
Fanning? Oh, when they put all those veins in his face.
Yeah, that's not cute at all.
But and I feel like he can take him in and out of his face, because Sandra's go in and out. Why he just leaving his on his face?
I don't know why that happens. If you know in the chat why the veins pop up when
he
at random times, you know, maybe that's. But can we talk about how Dr. Jonas or whatever, the one with the
Lear?
How did he just come out the cut though? When he was like, we can talk now. I was like, are you about?
He was like, that flashlight trick did not work.
Right.
No, we allowed you to use the heavy guy's eyes to do
it. I was like, Lear, how you going to just come out?
Or he might just be sitting down there watching Fanning like, I know you up to something. Because he did say, he was like, you know, we thought they were catatonic, but I think they're talking to each other.
Right, because
he
said,
had
not
one
eating.
Of my, yeah, he had my favorite comment in the
he was like, if you're at a dinner table and you're not eating, what are you doing? You're talking.
See, that's interesting that that was a favorite comment of yours. I thought it was BS because I feel like just because you're not eating doesn't mean you're not talking. I mean, that doesn't mean you're talking. Like,
who are you sitting at the table with that you don't want to talk to?
I mean, you could be doing something else.
And dang,
I
feel Shauna like, just be up.
She'd be like, I'm going to get on my phone. I don't even like you like that. Like,
no, it's not like that. But it's just like, they're not even moving. I feel like that was just such a leap to a conclusion. Like, oh, they're being...
Is it though? Because everyone's talked about Fanning being in their head. Is it that far of a leap to think that these two people who are sitting in the exact same position? That was the thing that made it obvious to me, is they both had their hands on their laps, looking straight ahead.
That did not make it obvious to me. It made me feel like, Dr. Lear, do you know something? Are you infected? Are you a trick? I need to find out.
A trick?
She called not like a that.
Trick. What I mean, is going on this show?
I mean, are you tricking us?
We're
are
trying you... to keep the family oriented.
Come on. I mean, are you tricking us, Dr. Lear?
No. Show just went and took a left turn. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get it back on track. Right?
Okay, no, so Ivan says that Fanning is older than the rest. It's why he looks veiny all the time.
Okay.
And he also has the original strain.
That makes sense.
Oh, and then somebody else said, Greg just reminds me of a vampire sidekick that eats insects and stuff. That's ew. So jacked up, y'all.
That's so true, though.
That's so jacked up.
It's true. He's
just
really gross.
Nasty.
Yeah, Greg, they got the right dude to play that part, because I'm just like, man, he's just creepy beyond.
Yes.
And the thing with him, I can't tell. It's like sometimes you're like, oh, like when he was telling Brad, oh, like DB4, like, you know, it's like, oh, okay, he's trying to help people out. But then I'm like, I just can't trust that dude. You know, I feel like he's going to come back around, or like you said, Fanning's going to get in his head, like, go do this. And you'd be like, oh, man, come on.
He could
on,
be trying
Greg.
To pay penance for whatever he did to kids. You know what I mean?
Maybe,
that's why he's giving Brad this warning.
Maybe we might find out, like, what, even though I wouldn't, I already know, like, that kind of background, like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
Mm-mm. Now, here's an interesting thing that they kind of threw in real quick that I want to discuss and would love to hear from the chat. Kind of the little Amy Anthony little bond that they had, the note writing session had.
So yes.
And how that might, I was thinking, oh, maybe... You know, kind of Anthony was having his little moments with Brad. You know, he's feeling all big and, you know, like, yeah, I look good. You know, I feel strong.
Right. He's like, oh, irony. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, what, like you said, like, what about her? Like, is he going to have maybe some kind of bond or, you know, relationship going, you know, with Amy where he might, like, hey, you guys try to do something crazy.
Yeah, the chat chimed in on that earlier, and they thought that moment of them passing the note under the door was super cute.
Because she was like, black folks. Yeah.
And even just the smile that
that's basically,
he gave when he did that smiley face and the smile on his face, it was like communication from someone pure. Right. And I talk in my notes about how it spoke to the innocence and resilience of a child. Mm. She found whatever she could to be okay. And just, and people respond to children that way. It's like, even if you're some hardcore criminal or whatever you are, if a kid sends you a note under the door, you freaking answer the note under the door. Okay, that's just how it goes, and I love that.
That was definitely a cute moment, and like I said, I think there's going to be something else going forward.
Yes, partnership.
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, and they in the chat they're reminding us that Anthony isn't evil in the books, so it's going to be interesting to see, because that Brad's comment to him where he was like, you look good, like you said, and he was like, yeah, because no one else is like that. He's not even locked in a cage yet. He's still in a regular old room. So,
and
it's
he's very
be...
open and honest about everything he's experiencing. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
I think the evil ones are a little more secretive. They're like, I'm experiencing something, but you never know what.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this guy's in my head. I can't sleep. I need some medication.
Yeah.
He wants to be done with it.
Yep.
You can tell.
Yep.
For sure. For sure. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yes,
you too, chat.
Sure.
I know you guys got some thoughts and stuff on that. And the last thing kind of in terms of dealing with Brad and Amy that we kind of see kind of sidetracked, is Lila, you know, Lila coming back up in the mix.
Dr. Lila.
Almost forgot about
doing
Lila.
Her stuff, like calling up folks. I'm like, she is a ride or die. That's what I'm talking.
She is a ride or die chick. And I love her so much. You guys know that. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, we got her kind of doing her little like reconnaissance mission on the names that she found. She gets some information on Shauna. Ends up kind of following that lead, and I don't know, in terms of just how that whole like kind of situation, like with her, you know, kind of chasing the lady down, all that stuff, like, what y'all think?
I loved Darlene. I know we don't really get to see Darlene, but I love Darlene, because Darlene answered when she said, you know, I'm looking for Babcock, and she was like, why? It was almost like, please tell me you looking so I can have a chance to redeem myself. Because she says, I knew it was wrong. She was taken by federal agents. I've been waiting for your call. That's kind of how she had that. Like, she wanted to tell this. And I thought that
shout out to you, Darlene, whoever's voice you are.
Yes, definitely. Of course, you guys know I'm down for Dr. Lila. I love the fact that she is calling around. I think it speaks, I don't know what's going on there. Why is she calling all these people and no one wants to tell anything? I understand it's the government, but that was years ago. You guys are okay. Like, it's not like they're going to come and kill you or something. Are you... You know, that really got me. Like, how can how can you hang up in someone's face when they're clearly asking about an inmate who passed away? You know it's a motive behind that. Mm-hmm. That annoyed me. But I'm so glad she kept on the trail and she tracked down that lawyer. Was she a lawyer?
Who?
Sierra Thompson.
Oh, no, she was the reporter that reported her husband was dead.
Oh, right. Yeah. And so she told... She actually got another ally. So she's not only an ally, but she's getting other allies. And then we get to the hotel room, and who do we see?
Boom!
Sister Lacey.
What up, Lacey? What's up,
Lacey?
Cocking them guns. And she did not, she was not, she had plenty of guns, let's just say that.
Yep. And cocking them because she's
right.
mad.
Just chilling yes. on
and
the bed.
And not taking pain pills because I need to remember who shot me. Right. Right. I like it.
Man.
She's serious with it.
That was, it was good to see Lacey back. Lacey, we have, sidebar on that. Yes. You guys, I know we had tweeted out some things that we were supposed to have Keisha Lewis, who plays Lacey, we were supposed to have an interview with her. There was a little miscommunication, so we weren't able to have her on tonight, but we will definitely get that rectified.
Yes. Yeah, and we appreciate her wanting to come on.
Yeah, for sure. So awesome. Oh, because she's in New York, so we had a little bit of time. We're in LA, so just kind of things got messed up with time, but it's all right. We'll have her back on. We're in talks with her, so we definitely look forward to it, Keisha.
Yes.
Having you back on.
Can't wait
to do that because we got some stuff to talk about. So glad to see you back.
Yes. And Matt. I'm glad you're still mad.
Yeah. I thought she was dead. And so when I saw her face, I literally cheered out loud.
I think we all did. We were just like, I hate that.
Yes.
Do you guys love her as much as us? Let us know in the chat. Sister Lacey is badass.
It's going down. I think, I don't know, will it be like an infiltration of the Colorado led by, you know, like, I mean, because she could be just dope. Like, guns, Rambo style, just like, I'm taking, and you know she's a good shot, so it's not like she's going to be like, she'll just be like, pow, 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 and people
and
be
then
like.
And weren't Brad and Clark in the army or in the military together, and then so she was like there. So she probably going to knock Clark. Man.
I mean, I could see her doing like a mission, going in like, Amy, come with me. Brad, take this gun. You know, let's get out. I would be like,
That would be
Clark
amazing.
Is going to have to switch teams at some point, right? Like, he's going to have to.
No.
You don't think so? Always and forever?
He's a bad guy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But she don't give the pedophile the benefit of the doubt. Y'all see what just happened here.
Once again.
I don't have any proof that he's a pedophile. He did not do anything crazy to me.
I haven't told us.
Man. So, yeah, those are pretty much like a lot of the, I think, the big things that went on tonight. So, a lot went on tonight.
So much.
Even if it was like in little... mini scenes. I love it again how like the writers, they just kind of, you know, throw like little tidbits. It may not be like a lot, but it's enough where you're like, ooh, that was like a juicy tidbit.
I have a question for the chat and for you all, of course. There was a point when after Brad came back and found out about Fanning and everything, you know, he looks at Amy and he tells her, oh, there's no monsters under the bed. I was like, lies. There's monsters under the bed. You lying, bruh. Mm-hmm. So answer me this. Is it okay to lie to a loved one just to, like, protect them or to keep them from worrying?
Ooh.
Is it okay, or is it just like, no, a lie is a lie, wrong is wrong?
Well, lies always turn to truth at some point. You never, the lie never stays unknown.
Can we have an example?
Because
a lie be saying a lie to me.
Well, okay. Not to put my little gossipy business out there, but I watch a lot of Paternity Court. It's a show.
Did you guys expect that?
And, here we go.
They have people on there that they're on there because so-and-so has died. Mom has died. Dad has died. And in the process of them going through some paperwork, they find out that mom or dad are not their biological parents. So even if it's through death and even if it's 30 years later, the truth comes out. And as a parent, I think it's your best bet to tell the truth while you have an opportunity to defend the truth.
Right.
Because if you something like that happens and you die and you're gone, now there's no reasoning. There's no explanation. All it is you lied to me my whole life. You know what I mean?
Okay. For you know what? She made a point. So the way I say that is everything done in the dark comes to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that was the point. That's absolutely right. But I just felt like, I don't like him lying to her. I feel like, be honest with her. Let her know there's a couple things down in the basement, but you just need to stay away from there. And don't worry, I got you. Because their relationship is just like, I don't know. That might be her dad reincarnated. That might be her real daddy. You don't know.
It's going to
he loves her like nobody's business.
It's going to be good. You know, It's going to be good. Well, you guys, last week we kind of ran out of time, but we wanted to get to some of a couple special segments that we have that we definitely want to involve you guys in. So the first one is called Good Bite, Bad Bite.
Okay, I'm gonna go with a good bite.
Okay, we'll start with Jackie tonight.
I'm gonna go with.
Oh wait, let me kind of like first explain it. Okay, yeah. So that they can participate in the chat.
I know you guys
because
like
we're
the
all excited. So good bite. Actually, let me start with a bad bite. So remember on the very first episode we had where we asked you guys who deserved to get punched in the face. So we just modified it a little bit. So the bad bite is that person tonight that just didn't sit with you. You know, they deserve that punch in the face, but they're getting a bad bite, you know, keeping with the viral
theme.
Yeah.
Right.
So the good bite, though, do we have our sound effect?
Our good bite is
has to do more with.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, there it is.
No, love
that's
it.
A good bite.
That's a good bite. No, our good bite has to do with anything where you're like, like there was something that
kind of intrigued you.
So it could have been a person, could have been a situation. So we'll start with Jackie. Did you have a good bite or bad bite?
I had a good bite.
Okay.
And it was from Clark. And the reason was when Babcock was potentially going to be assaulted, and not only did he rescue her, but he put the gun to that dude's head and he was like, "Are you having fun now?" Because the guy was like, "We're just having a little fun." So I like that moment specifically because he knows what they're there for. He knows they're probably not going to survive this, but you're not just going to be out here raping people. Okay. You know what I mean? So I like that he took that stance. So Clark, I don't like you, but you my good bite tonight.
Boom. There you go.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with that too much. I personally have a good bite as well. It goes out to Brad today. He's such a good dad, and I just am so happy that Amy has him in her corner. I'm just going to say good bite for Brad.
Yes.
Come on, good bite.
Okay, what you got? There we go.
There we go.
You got a good bite or a bad bite?
I actually have a bad bite tonight. Mine was just at the beginning when we saw when I saw Greg. When Greg was staring at Amy, that just immediately, I was like, here's my, this dude. Like, that was immediately how I felt. So I was
he was
like,
literally thinking about a bite.
Man, I was, you know, bad bite for Greg on that one. That's my bad bite. Hit us up in the chat. Let us know what your bad bite or good bite was for tonight for you.
Okay, so Jazz 411.73 says, bad bite equals Fanning biting you. Good bite equals Brad biting you.
Oh, look at
you. I like that.
Hello. All right. Yeah, definitely keep hitting us up in the chat. We're going to actually move on to any news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
You know what? I want to just let you guys know that with this cast, there's not a lot of gossip. Like, this cast is amazing. They absolutely love each other. I mean, look at this. Amy and Brad have actually come up with a ship name. You guys remember last week I was looking for one? It's Brainy. Isn't that adorable?
Here
the
we
actual
go.
Cast Brainy. Has come up with it themselves. And Amy is also very good friends with Anthony outside of work. So they have like a couple pictures together. And I think that's adorable. As far as the passage, it is actually trending number one on Fox.
Come
right
on now. Come
Let's
on.
Get some congratulations for them.
Yay, yay.
We're very proud and we're so glad to be a part of this. Congrats to the lovely cast and crew as well as Justin Cronin. That's a big deal, being number one.
There we go. That's our news. That's our news and gossip. So let's move into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Everybody gonna get bit.
Right.
They're getting out of the cages next week, and we're finally going to see a little bit of some of the other stories. And also, Dr. Lila needs to get together with Brad so that they can kiss again.
Oh.
Okay?
Speaking of which, I'm going to agree with you on the Brad and Lila, because I don't know if you guys picked up when she was talking to the reporter when she said, oh, that was my husband. And then, you know, she didn't say my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. Or anything. She was like, that was my husband. And so I was like, oh,
yes.
So I think something's going to happen with them. And hopefully Lacey comes in and just kicking tail next week. You know, that's what I like to see, you know, so. So those are our predictions for the week. Hey, we appreciate you guys, again, being with us, being in here, putting your thoughts in the live chat. Keep it up. Leave some comments on our YouTube channel. Where can everybody find you?
You guys can follow me. Again, I'm Jackie Ray on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic.
And you know you can catch me at Jishana O on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Tanir Williams. You can follow me at Twitter and Instagram at Tanir W. That's TENERE W. So, again, we appreciate you guys. Next week, hopefully, we'll have Cherry. We'll be back. We'll be a full team.
Family
yeah,
again.
Full strength next week. But again, you guys have an awesome week. Look forward to hearing from you. And, hey, next week, episode 4, The Passage. Let's go.
Yes. Buzz you guys later. Woo!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.